We're holding the Kuf Gimel and Beis at the Mishnah on the bottom. So this Mishnah is going to continue to talk about a guy who works in somebody else's field. So the two basic arrangements you have are resus. What's a resus? Sharecropping, which means
you get a share of whatever you work on.
Good. You get a percentage of the crop and you give the owner a percentage of the crop. Or chakirus, which is
flat rate.
Right. So hamakabel sod bechavero v'hi beis hashlachim. You accept a field to work on, either as an aras or a choker, it doesn't matter which kind of arrangement, but the field is a beis hashlachim, which means the rainwater is not enough to water it. So what do you have to do if the rainwater is not enough to water it?
Yourself.
You got to water yourself. They didn't have in-ground sprinkler system, so you had to like schluck water and water the field. Oh, beis ha'ilan, or it's a field that has trees in it, right? And then, as the season is about to start, or sometime in the middle of your arrangement, Yavash Hamayon v'niktzat ha'ilan, the spring of water that's supposed to provide all the water for that field that you're going to schlep water from dries up, so you don't have any local water source anymore. Or niktzat ha'ilan, what's niktzat ha'ilan?
The trees uprooted.
Yeah. You still have to pay the full price that you agreed to pay for that field. If you agreed to pay a percentage, you pay that full percentage. If you agreed to pay a flat rate, you pay that full rate. But im amar lo chakor li soda beis hashlachin zo, you say I want to work on this beis hashlachin, on this field that gets irrigated, and you specifically identified it as a field that gets irrigated from the local water source. Oh, soda beis ilan ze, you said I want to work on this field that has trees, and you specifically identified it as a field that has trees. Then yavash hamayim nitzisila menakalam in chakoro. Then if no. Then what? If the water source disappears, the trees disappear, then you could deduct from the price. So it says Gemara, hey chidami, well, what exactly is the case over here? Where is this water source? Ilei medyavish nara rabba, if it's like this massive river that all of the local fields get irrigated from, well then, amayin amanakalo min chakoro, why can't you deduct from the price? Namely, makas medinahi. You should be able to tell him this is something that affects everybody. And the Gemara is going to say in a couple of dapim from now that when you have something that happens in the whole city that affects everybody, you actually are allowed to deduct the price that you pay for that field. So if it's the local river that supplies all the fields, then for sure you should be allowed to deduct from the price. So Amarav Papa Diyavishnara Zuta. What does Zuta mean? What? Small. Zuta means small. So Diyavish Nahara Zuta. What dried up?
A small
river, meaning just the water that's supposed to irrigate this field. To Amarle, the machkir can say to the choker, the owner can say to the farmer, you know what, as long as the big river of the city still exists, so go schlep it with buckets of water, go water the field. Just because this spring dried up doesn't mean you can't work the field. Amarav Papa, Hani Tarti Masnisa Kamaisa. Rav Papa just makes an observation. How many Mishnayos have we learned in this parak so far? Two. So he says the first two Mishnayos in this parak, Mishkachasla Bein Bechachrenusa Bein Bekablenusa. The halachos that we learned in both of the first two Mishnayos apply both to a choker and a aris. Meaning, whichever kind of arrangement you have, it's the halachos apply. What were the halachos we learned in the first Mishnah that Kupchuk read before? Oh, excuse me. Yeah, what were the halachas that we read in the first Mishnah? The ksira versus the akira, right? Whether you cut it, you cut it or you uproot it, right? And what was the halacha we learned? And what was the halacha we learned in this Mishnah? That right, if the water thing dries up, if the tree falls down, so that applies regardless of what kind of arrangement you have. But mikan veilach, but be aware, every Mishnah from here on in, di isa bekablenusa lesa bechachrenusa. Is either going to be halacha about one type of arrangement or another. It's not going to be about both, and each Mishnah we're going to have to explain why it's only about one type of arrangement, not the other. So that's just a general comment about the upcoming Mishnayos. So main point number one, if the water source to irrigate the field, the immediate water source to irrigate the field dries up, you still have to pay full price. Right? When would you not have to pay full price? Only if the main water source, the big water source, dries up. Okay. Im Amar Lo Chakor Li Sada Beis Hashlach in Zeh. Then the Mishnah went on to say, but if you were very specific, you said, I want to work in this field that is a Beis Hashlachin, which means it gets irrigated by this water source, so then you're allowed to, if the water source dries up, you're allowed to pay less. So Vamai, Lemele Shma Bialma Amri Lach. But why would you be allowed to pay less? Can't the guy say, you know, we just call this field the Beis Hashlachin. Anyone here ever daven at the white shul? Or the red shul? Notice anything funny about those shuls? The white shul's not white and the red shul's not red, right? So why do they call it the white shul? Yeah, it's just what they call it. It probably was once in a white house, you know, 70 years ago or something. Why do they call it the red shul? Because it used to be a red house. Then they knocked it down and put up a brown building. But point is, that's what it got the name. That's what they that's what they call it, right? You ever daven Rabbi Blinder shul, right? So, as Rabbi Farber once said, you know who Rabbi Gladstein is? He's the rabbi of Rabbi Blinder Shul, right? Because when it started, Rabbi Blinder was the rabbi. I mean, he was rabbi maybe 6 months or something, but like, you know, but that became known by that name. So why am I mentioning this? You may wonder. This field may just be called the Beis HaShlachim field. Okay, so now the water's dried up. It's not descriptive. It's just that's what they call it. Oh, you're going to tell me that's crazy? Where do we ever have that? Says, well, I'll give you three examples where we have such a thing. Milo Tanya, didn't we learn in a brisa? Homer lechavero, beis kor afar ani mocherlach. A guy says, I'm going to sell you a piece of land that has enough dirt, enough soil that you can get a beis kor of grain out of a single crop in this field. Aval pisha einbo elalesech, even though the field only produces a half of a kor, a lesech, which is a half of a kor, higio. It's still a binding deal. He gave you what he said he'd give you. Aye, but he said a base kor. No, shalomachalo ela shma. Vuhudimiskari, base kor. He was selling you something that's called a base kor. Not that's actually base kor. And as long as the whole community calls that place the Red Shul and calls that place, then he sold you what he promised you. As long as they call it the base kor field, he's giving you what he's promised you. Karma animochalach. A guy says, I'm going to sell you a. What's karma?
A vineyard.
Good. Aval bishen bo gefanim. He sells him this place that has, it doesn't have any vines. Higio, still, doesn't matter that you're Shalom Machal El Shema. He was just, you know, calling it by its name. Does Martha's Vineyard have any vines? Right, isn't that where they go?
No, that's why they say Vineyard Vines. It's a company.
No, because that stems from a vineyard in Massachusetts.
Anyways. Okay.
It used to have when George Washington's wife... made the
but
thing.
Now?
Now there's no vines there.
There's no vines there. Oh, so it's still a vineyard. Shalom Achalol Shmai. We still call it by that name. Vud Miskari Karma. As long as you call it a Karim. As long as people actually call it a Karim. A third example. Pardes Ani Mochalach. I'm going to sell you a pomegranate orchard. An orchard of pomegranate trees. Aval Bishen Barimonim. And then you look, you're all excited. And guess what? There's not a single pomegranate. So what's going on? Higio, still, it's binding. The sale is binding. Shalom Achalo El Shema Vudimskari Pardesa. So, because he was selling him something that's called that, and as long as people call it that, that's good enough. Alma, what we see from here is, Amar Le, the seller can tell the buyer, Shema Bialma Amri Lach, I just meant something that's called by that name. So, Hachanami, in our case as well, when the guy says, I want to be a farmer on this base Hashlachin, on this irrigated field, so maybe he just meant Shma Bialma Amri Lach, the field that everyone calls the irrigated field, even though there's no water there. Why, if the water dries up, can he back out of the agreement? Maybe it was just Shma Bialma. So Amar Shmuel Lo Kash. The Gemara's going to have two answers, I think, to this. So Shmuel says, answer number one, not a kasha at all. Ha da Amar Le Machkir L'choker. Ha da Amar Le Choker L'machkir. It depends who's speaking exactly. The Brisa says you could just say Shma Bialma by the case of the orchard and the vineyard and the, what was the other case? And the base core of dirt, right? By all those cases, that's where the Machkir says to the Choker that I'm selling, I am giving you a Sada Beis Hashlachan, let's say. So you could say, I only meant something that's called that. But when the Mishnah says that you're allowed to subtract, that's when the choker, the guy who's taking it on, says to the guy who's giving it that he wants a Beis HaShlachin. So essentially the rule is, if the person who's accepting is the one that insisted on Beis HaShlachin, then it literally must be a Beis HaShlachin. If the one who's giving it calls it a Beis HaShlachin, then it doesn't literally have to be a Beis HaShlachin. Amrle machkir lechoker shma bialma amrle. When the guy giving it calls it a Beis HaShlachin, he's just calling it by a name. Amrle chocher lemachkir kpeda. But if the guy accepting it says Beis HaShlachin, kpeda. What does kpeda mean? He's makbid. It's got to be that way. Have to have it that way. That's answer number one as to why it's not a contradiction. Why the Braisa that talks about the orchard and the vineyard and the base core, it's just a name. And by Beis HaShlachin, it has to actually be a Beis HaShlachin. Answer number two, Ravina Amar, Idi V'Idi, Domele Machkir Lechoker. Both the Mishnah and the Braisa, they're both talking about where who speaks to who? Good. The giver said to the farmer. Midukamar ze. You know what the difference is? In our Mishnah, he didn't just say, I want a Beis HaShlachin. He said, Beis HaShlachin ze. This one. Whenever you have ze, the Chazal always say, it's always something like you could point to. It's like a very specific thing. That's where the Minna comes from, probably. Where Zos HaTorah, what do people do? They all point to the Torah. It doesn't say that in Shulchan. You're not supposed to point to the Torah. What? What are you really supposed to do? What does it say in Shulchan Aruch you're supposed to do?
To see the letter.
It's about the Torah. You're not supposed to point to it, but the minhag is that everyone points to it. Why do they point with the pinky? That I still have no idea. But the pointing to the Torah is based on Zos.
Where is the minhag? Where is the...
I don't know. You can point with it.
Where is the minhag for seeing like the letters of like your...
Oh, that's also the Mishabura quotes from Poskim that it's some sort of massive school of her to see the letters. Like some sort of Or Gadol or something that you'll get. I forgot exactly. Yeah, the Yetzer Hara Mavali? Not such a bucky in Kisei Arizal, but wow. Be a little more humble. Don't show it off so much. So, Ravina Amar, so what did we just say? Ravina Amar, Idi V'Idi Damele Machil Lechoker. They're both talking about Machil Lechoker. But midukamar zeh meklal dekoy begava askinon. When you say zeh, it must be that you're standing right there. How do I know you're standing right there? Because you can only say zeh if you can point to it. It's right there. So beis hashlachin lamalei lemeimar. If you're standing right there, why do you have to say this beis hashlachin field? Just say this field, and everyone sees which field you're talking about. The fact that you added that term beis hashlachin says what? That you really want it to be a Beis HaShlachin, that detail is very important to you. The Karmelei Beis HaShlachin Kedekai Mahashta. You must be saying, I want it to be a Beis HaShlachin as is right now. So main point number, whatever it is, number two, what would the main point be? What would the main point be? That, I guess it would be a long one. The Gemara asks, how we know that when the guy says Beis HaShlachin, he means it, and it's not just a Shema B'Alma, not just a name like we have in the Braisa, like we have in three cases in the Braisa, where it's just a name. Two answers. Answer number one. So which case is it? Is it does it have to dafka be a Beis HaShlachin? Good, when the acceptor says it. Answer number one, when the farmer says it to the owner, it must be a Beis HaShlachin. When the owner says it to the farmer, it does not have to be. Answer number two, why do you think we're done? We're not going to go any further. We actually are done. Yeah, you know. Answer number two, I want to do Shaila the Beis. Answer number two, what's answer number two? If he says zeh, right. If he says zeh, then you know that he's insisting that it be as is right now, because we wouldn't have to have mentioned Beis HaShlachin. Okay, Shaila of the Day.